This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Cruise in style in a Toyota Camry. With available all-wheel drive and multiple driving modes, you can accomplish anything. Experience cutting-edge available tech like a multimedia touchscreen and wireless connectivity complemented by the reliability of Toyota Safety Sense. It's no wonder the Camry has been the best-selling car in America for over two decades.
Or check out a new Corolla and define your style with a model for everyone, from the sleek and affordable sedan to the super efficient hybrid and the hip and agile hatchback. There's a Corolla made just for you. Toyota has even introduced their spacious Corolla Cross as a hybrid for when your adventure calls for both maximum capacity and efficiency.
And right now, your local Toyota dealer has vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day.
So don't wait. Buy a new Camry, Corolla, or Corolla Cross today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals, details, and more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. In writing my book, Life in Five Senses, one thing that has surprised me is how much my exploration of my senses has helped me to remember. Memories of places, people, and experiences are flooding back. I remember much more than I realized I remember. I have a writer friend who often writes about teenagers, and I've often been struck by how vividly she recalls incidents, feelings, and situations from high school. When I asked her how she did it, she suggested a memory exercise that reminds me of the kinds of exercises that I tried when I was writing Life in Five Senses. The more you send down your bucket, she told me, the more you bring up. So relax in a quiet place, choose a place from your childhood, and imagine yourself walking through it. Really open the front door, step in, look around, take your time. You'll be astonished how things will begin to fill in, details you haven't thought about in years. I was intrigued. When I got in bed that night, I tried it. I imagined myself standing at the front door of the house my family lived in when I was between the ages of 5 and 10 on West 70th Street in Kansas City. I walked from the sidewalk up the short flight of stairs to the front door. As I stood there, I remembered the funny sound of the doorbell and the cool, narrow mail slot with its little door that I loved to open and shut. One year, the Easter Bunny hid a pink Brock's marshmallow egg in that mailbox, I remember. In my mind, I looked up the long staircase that stood right in front of the front door, and I remembered when my baby sister Elizabeth managed to crawl up the entire flight and startled my mother by grinning up at her from the floor as my mother put things away in the second floor linen closet. I dubbed this exercise the memory visit, and I've started to do one every night as I wait to fall asleep. The more we send down our buckets into memories, the more we bring up. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.